Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, November 14th, 2021. Pastor John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
May the God of peace fill you with all joy as you trust in him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 5. Amen, amen, I tell you. A time is coming and is here now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for the time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, but those who have practiced evil will rise to be condemned. Today on this Saints Triumphant Sunday, did you notice that John's Gospel talks about two resurrections? The first resurrection, I kind of indicated at the start of the service, is when you come to faith in Jesus as your only Savior. The second resurrection is, of course, on the last day when you rise to live with Jesus forever in heaven. With those two resurrections in your mind, do you understand that with those sandwiched between your coming to faith and the last day, that every day ought to be one of joy and happiness? Because of what God has done for you, those two resurrections should tell you that every day is the day to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stand. Those who can stand, please stand. You may be seated. Now those who are able to stand, stand again. You may be seated. The Greek word for resurrection is anastasis. Say that with me. Anastasis. One more time. Anastasis. That word means to stand up again and be alive, which is what you just did. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we know that we are resurrected when we came to faith, and then we are also looking forward to that day when we'll be rising again to be with him in heaven. As you notice in your worship folder or maybe on the screen, Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. And as you notice in these words, we are reminded of that as well, because we also remember the words of the creeds. In our confession of our Christian faith, we pronounce these words, from there he will come, Jesus will come, to judge the living and the dead. And in today's reading, we have those same similar words where John says, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, but those who have practiced evil will rise to be condemned. Now, those words that I just read at the very end of that section of Jesus' own words caused some concern and discomfort among Christians. And the reality is that there are some non-Christians who will use those words to say, it's all about me, not about Christ. So we need to figure this out. What's the reality? What's the truth? In that Athanasian Creed that we sometimes use on Trinity Sunday, here's those words that are also very similar to the Apostles' Creed or to the Nicene Creed or to Jesus' own words in our text. The Athanasian Creed says this, whoever wishes to be saved must, above all else, hold to the true Christian faith. Whoever does not keep this faith pure in all points will certainly perish forever. And we maintain that solid doctrinal stance. But then he concludes, the writers of the Athanasian Creed conclude with these words, which may cause us some concern. At his coming, at Jesus' coming, all people will rise with their own bodies to answer for their personal deeds. Those who have done good will enter eternal life, but those who have done evil will go into eternal fire. This is the true Christian faith. Whoever does not faithfully and firmly believe this cannot be saved. Whoa. That may cause you a little discomfort. You may think, what were those Christian fathers thinking? We've been confessing that creed for 1,500 years, and I don't want you to stop confessing it. But you may be concerned about some of those words. You may be asking yourself, were they just wanting to go home for supper? It's been a long day, so they just throw those words together at the very end of the creed? Not at all. They're saying the same words of Jesus' own words, that Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. And we have to decide what that all means for us in our sermon today. First of all, what's going to happen? On Judgment Day, I'm going to say something that sounds very common and familiar to us, but it may not be something that everyone who's listening and watching understands. On the last day, Judgment Day, Jesus is going to raise everybody back to life. Those who are dead now and when Judgment Day comes will be raised back to life. Not a single person will miss out on God's Judgment Day. Look, it says in Revelation chapter 1, He is coming with clouds and every eye will see Him. There's no doubt about it. Or as we heard in our reading, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and will come out. Yes, every eye will see Him. Everyone will be there in front of Jesus on the day of judgment. Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. Those words have special meaning to us, I think, when we think about what happened at the gravesite of our loved one or friend. At that funeral service or at that burial site, at that cemetery, you were reminded, earth to earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. And on this side of heaven, you only think about sorrow as you laid that loved one in a grave, that lifeless body. On this side of heaven, you don't see the victory. Where is the victory when all I see is death? You will see the victory on the last day. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and will come out. Jesus, who suffered for our sins, Jesus, who led a perfect life in our place, Jesus, who rose victorious from the death, is the one who conquered death. As we were reminded, we know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, the Apostle Paul says, He will never die again. Death no longer has control over Him. On the contrary, Jesus has complete mastery over death, which brings us a complete joy and happiness when we realize what happens when our loved ones die in the Lord in faith. Though on this side of earth we only see sorrow, we know that there is complete joy for the child of God. That complete joy is ours because we know that when they died, they are going to be with Jesus forever, and they're going to be raised back to life to be with Him forever in heaven with us. And that's a comfort for us as we still live on this side of heaven. Yes, Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. Do not be amazed at this, for time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and will come out. But I've not answered that question. The question about those words that say we need to do good to live, or those who do evil will be condemned. Those words cause great concern. Because we're wondering, what kind of group am I going to be in? I think we all want to be in the group that's going to heaven, right? We all want to be there. And unfortunately, so do lots of other people by going through the wrong path. The terrorist who commits a suicide bombing is convinced that when he dies, he's going to be in paradise. A man who killed an abortion doctor and his bodyguard claimed, I will receive a reward in heaven for my good deed. So even unrepentant murderers are convinced they're going to heaven. So what's going to be the answer to our question, who's going to be able to rise and live with Jesus forever in heaven? Who's going to rise to be condemned for their unbelief? Well, first of all, how does that happen? How does people come up with that wrong idea that they can do sin unrepentantly and be rewarded with heaven? Well, the answer is probably because they don't see their sin as sin, or they don't think God will judge their sin because they think it's something that's okay with God, or they compare themselves with other people and I'm not as bad as that guy, my neighbor, my classmate, my coworker. Jesus says, those who have done good will rise to live, but those who have practiced evil will rise to be condemned. So which one are we? Where are we going to find ourselves on the last day? Where do we find ourselves today? Well, if we're going to go that route, let's give some examples. If you're going to go that route to evaluate your life, are you going to say, well, I've been a pretty good person. I mean, I'm going to donate to the ladies' bake sale next week. I was willing to turn around and greet the people who are sitting near me today. That was a nice deed. I helped that person open the door for them because they had a bag full of groceries and they got through okay. Or I saw that they dropped something on the floor and I told them, hey, that's yours. Don't forget to pick it up on your way out. All wonderful good deeds. And then we forget about the snarky comment we made about our coworker or our classmate. We forgot the time when we had a creative storytelling, which in effect was really just lying to our spouse or children. Or the time when we had a total disregard for the stranger because, well, we're just too busy for them. So the question is asked, where do we fit in here? Our Lord does not grade us like that, does he? He says in Scripture, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God himself is the standard. He set the standard to be perfect, not to act perfect from time to time, but to be perfect. And not one of us meets that standard. God says in the Psalms, the psalmist says, you are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. God does not delight in any sin. God does not delight in calling anything good that is not good. He labels it what it is, evil. And the Bible says very clearly that we are only sinful all the time. What a wretched man I am. So what happens? Those who have practiced evil will rise to be condemned. So much for saints triumphant Sunday, huh? I'm not a saint, and I'm not triumphant when I look at my sins. And that's where Jesus comes into the picture. That's where your Lord Jesus became the perfect Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Because of what Jesus has done, we are saints triumphant now. As we are reminded, a time is coming and is here now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who listen will live. Jesus has declared us who were conceived sinful and unclean as righteous in his sight. Jesus declares that those who believe in him as the only Savior will live. There's no doubt about it. God said it very clearly on the pages of Scripture, and more than one occasion he said about his Son, this is my Son whom I love, I am well pleased with him. If the Father is pleased with his Son, that means his Son is perfect, holy, without any blemish. And you know these words very well from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul says, God made him, Jesus, who did not know sin, to become sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God's righteousness becomes ours through faith. Our Lord and Savior Jesus takes our sins on his shoulders, and he's declared guilty as charged on a Friday we call good. And that sacrifice resulted in death on a cross for the sins of the entire world. And yet that same God rose victoriously from the grave on Easter morning to say, I now transfer your guilt to me, but my perfection to you. Now you are declared righteous in my sight, holy, without any blemish, sin, or any problem. You are not going to face death forever. You will rise to live with me, because as we reminded ourselves from Pastor Paul's words last week from John's Gospel, verse 24 says, amen, amen, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He is not going to come into judgment, but has crossed over from death to life. Because of Jesus, we are declared innocent. We are declared victorious through Christ. Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. But our mission isn't done, is it? What did we hear in Daniel's words? Daniel chapter 12. Those who have insight will shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who bring many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. People need Jesus. We need Jesus every day. We have Jesus by faith, but there are still people who don't know Jesus, and they need him. You know who those people are in your life who do not know Jesus yet. I know people in my life who do not know Jesus yet. How do we tell them? Well, just go rewind my sermon back about 5 minutes ago from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That transfer that took place when God saved me through Jesus Christ and transfers his perfection to me. That's the message that they need to hear very clearly, what God has done to save me. Share that message. And like the book of Daniel tells us, when that happens on judgment day, we get to smile and hug and high five those whom we've told boldly the law that condemns their sin and the boldness of the gospel that they can repent of their sins and find trust in Jesus alone. And if the Lord uses us to share that faith with them and the Holy Spirit converts them, we will be rewarded on the last day. What a glorious day that will be. Anastasis, resurrection. There are two resurrections, my friends, when you came to faith and on that last and glorious day, which makes every day a holy day. Amen.